Hi everyone, it's Roger and Jeremy here from the What's on Disney Plus podcast. In this video, we're going to be talking all about 101 Dalmatians. So this is the live action version. So with Cruella set to hit our screens at the end of May, kind of wanted to go back and check out this original movie because Glenn Close is actually kind of working behind the scenes on this upcoming Cruella kind of prequel to this movie. Now, I watched it this week and it's kind of one of those really weird things. If I watch it, I've seen this movie before, and I think I've seen it on like BBC when I've turned over the channels at Christmas. And I was like, I don't think I've actually seen it all the way through in one sitting before. It's kind of one of those things. I've seen bits of it at the end multiple times, but I'm like, oh, so that's how they did it. Because I remember the whole like last half an hour, but didn't remember anything from the first half. And I watched it in a few, and I'm like, there's some things I really liked about this one, but then there's a lot of stuff I didn't really kind of enjoy too much. Glenn Close just seems absolutely bonkers in this. You know, she's just completely just over the top. And I've never really kind of found with Glenn Close that I've been a huge fan of her movies. I know she's been in loads and been in some big ones, but she's never kind of stood out to me in a lot of the movies that I like. And this one was like, okay, cool. I like what you did with it. She could seem to just go completely mental. I mean, the whole thing with like buying the puppies at the beginning, you know, she's like, I'll take them all. And like, and you know, just being just so nasty, you'd be like, I'm never speaking to you ever again. It's like, it was such a weird way because she was so nasty to them. And they're like, why are they accepting this? They don't even work for her anymore.
No.
It didn't really make a lot of sense.
No.
There was other, I mean, Hugh Laurie, and also his psychic, I think, was it Mark? I can't think of his last name.
Mark, but
From Harry
Weasley from Harry Potter.
he's been in lots of other stuff because he's very well known over here. Just having a look, see who's gone on. But I thought those two worked really well. I mean, I've always been a big fan of Hugh Laurie, but I think that worked as being kind of the dumb henchmen. That kind of. There was a few aspects to this one where it's like where they made. Was it Roger where he's kind of running he's making a video game. It was like, oh, this is so like, let's make it current. How do we make it in current? We'll make him make a video game. And it was like, yeah, the video game doesn't look anything like a video game. It's like, is it a PC ROM kind of going on?
Even by 1996 standards, I have no clue what that was supposed to be, what that was. I know it was supposed to be a video game, but what kid would be interested in just seeing dogs go down a mine shaft? I don't get that.
There was games like that at the time, but it was a very kind of like weird thing of it being a little, they kind of pushed the envelope a little bit too much, but it just looked strange. And the kid just going, yeah, this is rubbish, move on. Like, okay. And there was whole aspects of that thing. I enjoyed the thing when they got together a bit more, where they were like, you know, being pulled together and being thrown in the water and kind of falling for each other. I kind of like that one.
Literally.
But the two leads, I mean, Jeff Bridges, Jeff Daniels. Sorry.
Yeah.
It was just like, yeah, this is really just quite bland. I mean, they were so bland as characters.
Yeah. I think they grabbed Jeff Daniels just because he was hot off of Dumb and Dumber not long before then. And they're like, well, you know, he works and he's done some amazing stuff since then. But I'm still curious because the whole thing's set in London. Yeah. They are supposed to be Brits. Jeff Daniels is clearly just talking like Jeff Daniels, who's American.
And what was it here? Kim Richardson is the...
she's an Anita.
She's just bland as well.
Oh, yeah.
Bland. I mean, I literally was going, well, I've seen her from somewhere. But, yeah, very... not really... and I also like the dogs as well. I think because obviously they couldn't talk and they were just... it never really pulled that... In the cartoon, they were being much able to kind of pull in what the characters were thinking and what they were doing. And all the dogs just... I mean, I tell you what, my dog loved this movie. She was barking and watching the television, just staring at it. I think she definitely enjoyed it, especially, you know, when they were all like barking and stuff. And it was... there was a lot of it I liked, but at the same time, I was going... I'm just thinking, right, so this was the start. This was so successful that this is what started the whole live-action reboot thing. And that was like... Well, it was like 1996, but this one did so well that they did another one. But also, this was almost, I would say, one of the big ones that kind of started this movement of the maybe... starting to look at what they could do with them. It is a strange little movie. I'd rather watch the original than watch this one, I'll be honest.
It has
sparked my idea of like of Cruella, but then I'm watching the trailer that now it feels like it's like now this feels I know they're trying to make her into like Harley Quinn kind of territory, but it's like this version of her just doesn't really it doesn't feel like a prequel coming up.
No, just make her bonkers from when she was a kid. Come on. And Emma Stone is a great actress, so I think she'll pull it off eventually, but I don't know about the direction on that. But we're not here to talk about Cruella. No, 101 Dalmatians 96. I saw this one in theaters, a group of friends, because we were at the mall and we're like, well, let's go to a movie. And it was the only movie we were could get tickets for because it was there's like a three theater cinema, and it was the other two are too old, and they actually, you know, we were going to do the thing where you buy the tickets to the one and then sneak into the others, but they actually had people patrolling, which is the only time that's ever happened at a movie theater. So we wound up actually watching the movie. It was okay. I mean, I enjoyed it then. I enjoyed it now. It's fine. I know people who love this movie, and if they want to watch it, I'll watch it with them. But if you're asking me which one I'm putting on the cartoon version.
Yeah, I definitely feel like I'm quite happy just to jump into the last half an hour, just to kind of you get through the bit where, you know, the puppies have already been kidnapped and they're just trying to get back, and Glenn Close is just going bonkers at that point. It's fine. It's perfectly fine. If I was to give it a score out of 5, I'd probably give it 3.5. It wasn't terrible, but if I didn't see it for another 10 years, or if I never saw it again, I don't think I would worry. It's kind of, I'm glad I've seen it, and I'm glad I've seen it all the way through now. But it was kind of okay. I wasn't 100% blown away. It has made me more interested in Cruella, which is probably the good thing to do.
Yeah, I give it about 3.5. It's perfectly fine, but nothing more than that. Glenn Close is great. Hugh Laurie is great. Mark, whatever the heck his last name is great.
I just remember them in the back of the van, and they're going, you know, it's like he's like who's the best one? And he's like, going, yeah, but who is?
Yeah, it's like you just won the gold, silver, and bronze, and being stupid. It's like, who won the gold?
Yeah, very good, very good. Anyway, guys, let us know in the comments below what you think of all this. Love to hear your thoughts. Remember, if you are a Patreon or a YouTube channel member, you do get access to these episodes a little bit earlier than everybody else as a perk of being a member. You also get to contribute in the Q&A every week, and also get help to support the channel and the podcast, etc. So a big thank you to all of our patrons and YouTube channel members for their support. And on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. See you guys soon. Laters.
Later.